Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
In Psalm 119, verse 97, David wrote, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." The word for today is about meditating on the scriptures. Andrew Murray wrote, "There's a direct connection between the degree to which you succeed in life and the time you spend meditating on God's word." God told Joshua in Josh 1, verse 8, "Meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will have good success." We live in the age of ADD. We once believed that if we had more material things, we'd feel happier, but it doesn't work. The more things we acquire, the more we have to protect, ensure, maintain, stress out over, and keep up with. Jesus said in Luke 12, verse 15, "One's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses." So what's the answer? "In returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength." That's Isaiah 30, verse 15. In Pathways to Power, Merrill F. Unger writes, "This holy exercise of pondering over the word, chewing it as an animal chews its cud to get its sweetness and nutritive value, takes time, which ill fits into the speed of our modern age. Today, most Christians' devotions are too hurried, their lives too rushed." The psalmist David said in Psalm 63, verses 6 to 8, "I remember you on my bed. I meditate on you in the night watches. Because you've been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I'll rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me." Slow down. Take time to meditate on God's word. Your survival, strength, and success depends on it. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.